Hello and welcome to the podcast. Today on the show, producer Craig finds something incredibly embarrassing in one of Lisa's drawers.
We'll talk to Dennis from New West Travel about the Cuba trip that is back on, baby.
And the triumphant return of Tattoos Day. Enjoy!
Rider Reloaded. Hot 107.
Well, that was a really peculiar way to start the morning.
Eating a muffin?
No. My new deodorant smells like old woman. Here, smell my armpit.
No, I'm fine, actually. Thanks, Lisa.
Okay, I'll come over there then.
Is that what I sound like?
Yeah, and then you not only put your armpit up, but apparently I wasn't getting close enough to it, so you grabbed the back of my head and slammed it into your armpit.
That's because I knew that you weren't actually sniffing. You were faking it.
Well, spoiler alert. Your armpits aren't the only thing spoiling. I didn't whiff. I didn't smell in. I don't want to smell your armpit.
It doesn't stink. It just smells like old woman's
floral. Did you shower this morning?
No.
Okay. Because that would be like maybe a possibility. Hey, I just got out of the shower and put this on. But you're sweating in those pits all night.
Mm-hmm.
Sure you didn't wash them out.
No.
And then now you're jamming my face into them.
Not currently, but at one point.
I don't know where we go from here.
All right, we've got a big night tomorrow night at the Canadian Brew House, and we need your help with it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. We made a bet with the morning show next door that our company owns, our brother station, Cruise FM. And we decided to bet them on who could sell more Molson Canadians on a specific night at the Canadian Brew House on Ellerslie. So the deal was a dollar from every beer sold goes to Light the Night.
And that's Canadian only.
Exactly. Yeah. Last Wednesday, they were there and they sold 57 or 58 tankards.
58.
In the time that they were there. So we have to beat that. I mean, I could probably do it with two or three of my drinking buddies, but then I wouldn't even be here on Thursday. So I do need some help with it. You're not even able to be there the whole time.
I have musical theater that night.
And it'll be funny to send you there buzzed. We have, we have a big wager on it too. If we lose, we have to sleep at a place called the Den of Sadness, which is James, the little person on their show's
condo,
apartment.
Yeah.
And it smells like fish and sadness.
Think of like an industrial garbage bin that's been set on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to sleep beside it.
So we don't want to do that. So
no.
If we could get your help, that would be awesome. If they lose, they have to go to Pure, and they're all way too old to be there. Especially Lachlan. I think I heard him say he's nearly 50. So that would be worth
we
watching.
We need to win, so please come to Ellerslie Brewhouse tomorrow night. First appearance together for Harry. That's Prince Harry and his girlfriend Meghan. She's from Suits?
Yes. She's no Donna. Tell you that.
I don't know who that is. Is she going to become the new Princess Diana where everyone's obsessed with her and taking too many photos of her in public and obsessing over her? She was seen wearing this maroon colored dress and they sold out within hours.
See, I think
it's
Kate already has that position locked down.
Yeah, but no one can afford her dresses.
Okay.
You know, there's a difference with Meghan because she's kind of a bit more casual and doesn't wear as an expensive. Like, her outfits aren't as, you know? Preppy? I don't know what word to use.
Budget?
Well,
she's more budget.
Well, in this picture that I'm seeing her, she's wearing baggy boyfriend type ripped jeans and a big blouse, and now I want to go buy it.
You have that. You wear that every other day.
Yeah. I don't look that good, though.
No. Hot 107, Rider in the Morning with Lisa Evans. Let's strip that down, girl. Hey, boy, strip that down. So I usually sing along with it.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm sitting right beside you when you do it.
You said it's one of the most annoying sounds that you've ever heard is the strip that down, the
second,
down part.
Yeah, second after your impression of my voice, which is quite insulting because it is the worst sound ever.
It's the worst sound ever.
It's not what I sound. Is that what I sound like?
Yeah, text 780107.
Do you think Lisa sounds like this sometimes?
Don't cross your eyes when you do it.
It helps me get into the zone. I figured out what my least favorite sound is.
What?
Recently.
Donald Trump's voice.
Well, I'd put that on the list. No, my daughter playing with a balloon in the car.
The sound of the balloon?
She squishes it. She turns it. It's always on the verge of popping because she like jams her little fingers into it.
That makes my teeth itch.
Yeah, it's awful.
Thinking about it.
And she like, you give her a balloon, that thing is sticking around. It's not like most kids where
they pop it within five.
Or like lose it and don't care. My daughter will like name the balloon, draw a face on it, introduce it to her cousins. Like she's really into the balloons. So those are two things we can put on the list. Shut that down!
Stop!
And playing with balloons.
Stop!
And that. If you'd like to add to the list of sounds that you hate, hit us up. 780-107 is the text line, or you can get at us on the app. Yeah. Whoa, shots fired on the text line.
Did someone say you have the most annoying voice ever?
No.
Oh.
I take this one even more offensively, though. Worst sound ever, the hot mix.
What?
Throwing a bunch of crap together and pretending it sounds good when it's barely subpar.
Ouch.
I'm sorry, but I'm not sure if you know this. DJ Tyco is a world-renowned DJ who we're very lucky to have, and he smashes it.
I will say that there was a certain point in my life that I couldn't stand mix shows.
Well, EDM in general,
EDM,
you said. Yeah.
And I don't even know what switched it. Maybe that one time I did MDMA, it's never been the same. I'm kidding. But you should try it. I'm just kidding again. Wow.
Okay, well, Lisa's going to be kicked off
it's
the show.
It's a joke.
So hopefully you like my voice.
The neighbor's little yappy dog is what Bree texted into 780107.
Another one here, a dog licking their own bum when you're trying to sleep.
Ew, you can hear it in the dark.
Yes, the worst sound.
That's sick.
The worst sound, rubbing cotton balls together.
Ew, no. That's... See, that's one of the things that makes my teeth itch. We got a text in to 780107 saying, what? How can your teeth get itchy? There's got to be someone out there that knows what I'm talking about. Like your gums start to itch and then you want to just scratch out your teeth.
Okay, that would be the worst sound ever.
How are you?
Oh, good.
So sounds that make me lose it. People horking when they take their snot and then they make it into a spit and do that.
Yeah, like, phlegm's the grossest, and so is snot. Let me grab a towel.
Yeah, I've been a nurse for 27 years, and I've pretty much seen and smelled everything. I still cannot handle that.
Yeah, it's fairly brutal. Mm-hmm. When people like...
Stop it.
What, I'm just like showing. Hey, Hot 107, who's this?
Hey, it's Kyla. How's it going?
Good, Kyla. You got a sound that bothers you?
I totally relate to the itching teeth thing.
Thank you. See, it's a
totally
thing.
I totally get it.
I knew I wasn't alone in this. You're the best. You're
totally not alone. When people chew on their clothing, like especially kids and stuff like that, oh my goodness.
Okay, we haven't heard that one yet.
Yes.
We'll put it on the list. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, no problem. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Ho 107, who's this?
It's Brown Sugar.
Hey, Brown Sugar. You got one to add to the list?
Just nasty chewers.
Yeah. Do people not know they're doing it?
Yeah, you don't.
What?
You don't. We've all talked about it. Brown
no.
Sugar, you came to Mexico with us last year. You're coming to Cuba this year.
Yes.
It was you and me that were talking about it when we were sitting around and Lisa was eating.
Oh, it's true.
It's like, it was with, I think you had linguine. And it was like, it sounded like a... dirt devil that was like almost on the brink of not working anymore. We all talked about it. Today's words of wisdom come to us from at Rochelle Mandick on Twitter. I brought a glue gun to a knife fight. Those knives aren't going anywhere.
That was lame. But accurate.
Okay. The game is called Tat Tuesday. You tell us about your tat, and I'll make a random observation about you. Something from your past, present, even future with 100% accuracy. I tap into my psychic side.
No, it's more like a stereotypical side.
Okay, so I have a few tattoos, but this is my favorite tattoo. So about 3 years ago, my dad passed away, and on his hand, he had a tattoo, like, with a heart and a ribbon in it and my name. So I got my friend to replicate the tattoo, and in the ribbon, instead of putting my own name on my body, I put Daddy's Girl.
Your dad had a sick ponytail.
Yeah, he totally did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Thanks for playing. Next up, what do you got?
So, can this be a tattoo that I'm planning to get?
Sure.
All right, so the first tattoo I'm getting is going to be a compass. It's like the flower of life in the center on my left forearm.
Lisa's ready.
When you go to parties, you always bring a 12-pack of Bud in the bottle, not the can.
Nope.
Close, though, right?
Nope.
Cool. Good chat.
Spiced rum?
Oh, there you go.
Okay, you said that without any confidence. How did you get that right? Spiced rum?
No, but that was asking him. Spiced rum?
No, you're supposed to say spiced rum, like, with confidence.
No, but...
Like, at least I'm confident with my wrong answers.
Yeah.
Can you guess the brand of spiced rum?
Yeah. What's the knockoff Sailor Jerry?
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to my world. Trending this hour. Well, well, well. North Korea's little rocket man and U.S.'s orangey.
Orangey?
Yeah. Did you see how disgustingly fake tanned he was in front of the UN the other day?
Someone tweet him and tell him he's got to exfoliate before hitting that tanning booth.
My God.
Okay.
Or just accept that you're 95. Like, anyway, they've declared war kind of on each other. North Korea is saying that's what US did. The White House called those comments absurd. So no news as to what's going to happen here, but it doesn't look good. Listen, this is cool. We're going with listeners to Coldplay tonight if we can find the tickets.
Yeah, I feel like I threw them out. We got them from our promotions department about 2 weeks ago, and I put them somewhere in the house.
There are four of us that work together that are living in my house. We got Grant, who used to do the show with us downstairs. You're on the main floor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm upstairs, and so is Craig, the producer. Luckily, he's still at home. So we're going to find out if the tickets are there. You know where you would have left them if you did, right?
Yeah, there's two places.
All right. Rider in the morning. Hot
107. Hello?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's up?
Well, things aren't good.
Okay.
Your ex-girlfriend's outside.
No.
Yeah, go and look.
Okay, Well, I'm looking right now.
Yeah. She's, like, behind the trees. She's just standing there with a black robber's mask on.
No, we're just kidding. Okay, but this is actually serious. We have Coldplay tonight.
Where we're taking listeners with us. And Lisa thinks she threw out the tickets.
Yeah, I think I threw them out when I was cleaning my room. And I mistook them for the It premiere tickets.
Okay.
So can you check above the microwave and see if there are two Coldplay tickets in there?
Yeah, let me just head downstairs real quick here. Okay, so above the microwave, let me just head there.
Like in the cupboard there.
No Coldplay tickets here.
Okay, you said the other place was your top dresser drawer in your room?
Yes. Do you want to just check the top? They'll be sitting right there if you find them.
All right, hold on. Wow. Holy. Okay.
You found them?
No, but I found some close to an eggplant emoji.
You found something that looks like an eggplant emoji?
Yeah.
That's just an eggplant. I went to the grocery store yesterday. I gotta hide my produce so you guys don't touch it.
Is there an on and off button?
I see power settings.
Actually, make sure it is off because the batteries are expensive.
Isn't that a poll start? So, the Mexcellent Adventure, as we called it the last couple of years, going to Cuba this year. I don't know why we didn't call it the Cuban Adventure instead of the Mexlin Adventure Goes to Cuba.
I don't know. It's funnier that way.
What do you think your highlight is, Lee? So we've taken a bunch of rowdy listeners down to Mexico 2 years in a row.
I just think it's awesome that it's a judge-free zone. You can do whatever you want. You don't have to be hanging out with the group the whole time. Mm. But if you are, you're going to be laughing and having the best time and creating some awesome memories. We've had people return on our trip. What? This will be their third or fourth. How many years have we been doing this? Three.
I think this will be our third year. And yeah, we're going to have third-year peeps. I'd say about 50% last year at least returned from the first year. So that says a lot about how much fun we have. But yeah, no, I'd probably say the highlight for me was when our friend Doug got bit in the face by an ostrich and I found that out. And then there was a video to prove it. I don't know if I've ever laughed that hard in my life. Seeing a man get bit in the face by an ostrich. He went for a kiss. It wasn't that bad of a bite. But
just visiting the zoo. Casual peck.
So we've implemented a new rule this year. No zoo trips.
No drinking and petting foreign animals, okay?
Stay away from the wildlife. All right, so here's the deal. Before we get to 9 o'clock, in about 15 minutes, we'll play a cue to call. That's how you get qualified, if you're caller 7, to win a trip that we'll give away in early December. Or an even smarter idea is just book a trip. And then if you win one, you can sell yours to your friends for a discounted rate. And you got a smoking deal and a bunch of your buddies with you. So win your way on in 15 minutes. Buy your way on right now. Hot107.ca has all the details. Very reasonably priced trip. We're going mid-January. Hot107, I hope we bring back Sing for a Ring again. That was a fun contest we played the last couple weeks.
I agree.
Where we'd play some music, stop it, and you had to keep singing. We time to put all the winners that successfully did it in a hat and pull out the grand prize winner. Let's call her.
Hello.
Hello, Rachel. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Did you just wake up?
No, I lost my voice.
How'd you do that?
I don't know.
Partying.
Well, I work in an elementary school, so keeping little kids in line.
Yelling at kids, okay.
Yeah. Instead of yelling at them, just turn the lights off. Doesn't that trick still work?
I really wish it did.
All right, Rachel. Well, this will make you happy. You won't be able to scream about it, but we just drew your name and you won $500 shopping spree to Amore Jewelers.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my God, can you hear how squeaky happy I am?
We can.
Oh, that's so awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Get more Ryder in the Morning. Weekday mornings, 5:30-ish to 9. Only on Hot 107.
All right, so that was from the show this morning. Now, an extended version of the interview with Dennis from New West Travel. The trip is back on.
It is, guys. We got a report from the hotel this week. It had very little damage, so we wanted to make sure that everything was ready to go. And yes, we are going to Cuba.
All right, so we kind of put this thing on pause for a bit just to see what was going to happen there. But yes, we're back on officially. Can you tell us a little bit more about the resort?
Beautiful hotel. It's a 4-star, the Barcelo Salomar Resort. Really great location. Close to the town of Veradero. You can actually walk into town. It's maybe 100 yards to walk into town, which in itself has got neat little stores, some really nice Cuban nightlife, actually. And I've been in Veradero, and there's lots of little things to do outside of the hotel. So it's got a great location and a beautiful beach.
I've heard anytime Cuba comes up and somebody who has been there before is around, they feel the need to definitely let it be known how wonderful the people in Cuba are.
Oh, they're really nice. I mean, I've been there a couple times, and the people are really warm people. They love Canadians. And so, you know, we've always had really, really good times with some of the Cubans. And so, even some of them will go out with you later at night after they get off work. So, you know, and we even had one gal last year that ended up going to their home, and they were entertained for dinner. So they're really genuine people there, for sure.
Are there a lot of activities and whatnot that we can get involved in when we're there?
Well, lots of things. I mean, you know, the hotel's got lots of great water sports, non-motorized water sports, and they've got nightly entertainment, social activities all day. Of course, you know, they have the pool games and those kind of things that will go on all day. We are flying with Transat out of here. We're going to have your breakfast dinners, and they've got a la carte dinners down there as well, dining. That's all included. So it's a great package. All your drinks, of course, are included. And we've got two types of rooms, you know, at the hotel that people can they can decide from. So it's a great, it's a really good package.
How can people find out more information, Dennis?
Well, they can, you know, they can go on the website, Hot 107's website, all the pricing and the flyers there. They can go to the newwesttravel.com website. They can give us a call here in town at 432-7446. And we have to get them all set up. But, yeah, it'll be a great tour. And I think we should also mention we've got a little optional safari tour, a seafari tour. So it's going to be a catamaran tour that people can sign up for a day out on the coral reef. It's a beautiful tour. So we got an optional tour there for people that can sign up and have a little bit of get away from the resort for the day. So, but it's a great program. You know, three big pools down there, five a la carte restaurants. So there'll be something for everybody.
Swim up bars.
Yes. You know, they'll maybe tie you around there so you don't slip down later. But.
last year we took a floatable beer pong table that was very popular. So
bring that again. And so it'll be a good tour, and it's always good to go to a different country and have some fun.
Okay, that's it for today. Bye bye.
Bye bye.